Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. City secures $103 million in debt at 3.457% interest rate. The final details behind the city's $103 million debt increase were resolved last week, with City Council offering the plan their final approval. The final vote was 8-3, with Ward 1 Cown. Mark Signoretti and Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier voting against it. Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini abstained from the vote, as he did with every other motion of City Council during last week's City Council meeting except the one to adjourn. Abstaining from a vote without declaring a conflict of interest means a vote of no. Mayor Brian Bigger was absent from last week's meeting and Ward 6 Cown. René LaPierre didn't log into the meeting until after this vote took place. The new debt will add to the city's existing load, which will now total approximately $355 million. The additions include $43 million toward 2020 and 2021 roads and bridges program investments and $60 million toward the Pioneer Manor Bed redevelopment project. The debt is in the form of a 25-year debenture priced and sold on March 7 at a coupon rate of 3.457%. This is the rate of interest the city will pay, and the underwriting fee was 0.7% or $721,000. The debenture was marketed by a syndicate with National Bank acting as lead agent. Read the full story here. Privacy Commissioner asks courts to reinstate Laurentians' obligations under Freedom of Information Laws. The Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario, IPC, will ask the courts April 1 to remove an order that suspends Laurentian University's obligations to respond to Freedom of Information requests while it's still undergoing insolvency restructuring. Laurentian declared insolvency February 1, 2021, applying for creditor protection, among other relief, under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA. The university's insolvency restructuring is still underway more than a year later, with the courts extending creditor protection earlier this year until May 31. The stay of Laurentian's obligations under the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, FIPPA, was initially granted by the courts under Laurentian's CCAA application February 11, 2021. The IPC did not initially take a position for Laurentian's request for a FIPPA stay. Laurentian subsequently sought, and was granted, three extensions of the FIPPA stay. At a January 27 hearing, the IPC advised the courts that it opposed the latest extension of the FIPPA stay, and following the direction of the court, has brought forward a formal motion on the matter. Read the full story here. Visiting battalion march over Wolves in Big 7-2 win Sunday. The streaking North Bay Battalion are up to 5 in a row, and 14 wins in their last 16 games after a 7-2 thrashing of the Sudbury Wolves Sunday in Sudbury. After the two games in the Nickel City this weekend, the troops outscored the Wolves 14-3. North Bay went 4-for-6 on their power play chances, while Sudbury went 0-for-7 on theirs. The penalties could have been attributed to this being the 11th meeting between these two rivals this year. With the victory, the battalion have leapfrogged the Mississauga Steelheads for first in the Central Division. The loss drops the Wolves' record to 1-9-3-2-3-2, good enough for fourth place in the Central Division, ninth in the Eastern Conference and 18th overall, just ahead of the Saginaw Spirit and just behind the Peterborough Petes. Read the full story here. Manitoulin Island Ferry damaged in Thunder Bay Shipyard Fire. The Kai Chiman Car Ferry was extensively damaged on in a shipyard fire in Thunder Bay on March 12. Thunder Bay Fire Department responded to a 2:20 a.m. alarm to the Heddle Shipyard where the 111-meter vessel was undergoing winter maintenance. A fire department news release said the fire originated inside the boiler room deep inside the ship. The first arriving unit encountered some light smoke upon entry to the ship and a second alarm was initiated to bring five pumpers to the scene. Staff on board the ship managed to knock down the fire to great degree, the release said, and fire crews were able to bring the fire under control using CO2 fire extinguishers to extinguish the blaze. The fire department said there was extensive damage to one of the ship's boilers and electrical system. All fire damage was held to the room of origin with very light smoke in other areas of the ship which was cleared by the ventilation system. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The ship is operated by the Owen Sound Transportation Company, an agency of the Ontario government. Read the full story here. Sudbury Post sex schools say masking to stay for now. The president of Laurentian University has said the local university will continue its masking and vaccination requirements until at least April 30. Robert Hache said this is actually the case at all universities and colleges in Ontario. Dr. Kieran Moore, Ontario's chief medical officer of health, recently announced that COVID-19 vaccination policies in post-secondary institutions would no longer be required and that the mask mandate will be lifted in the province on March 21, said Laurentian President Robert Hache, in a statement released Friday afternoon. However, he also recognized that this decision should be made by the institutions themselves. In response, all colleges and universities in Ontario recently announced that both their vaccination requirements and masking policies would remain in effect until at least April 30, 2022. The Council of Ontario Universities also put out a brief statement on the subject March 11. In order to minimize uncertainty and disruption and to continue to support our students, staff, faculty and university communities, Ontario's universities will maintain their COVID-19 vaccination and masking policies until at least the end of the current term, the statement said. Read the full story here. Province rolls out $54 million in training funds for PSWs in private colleges. The Ontario government said Friday it is making it easier to get education and training to become a personal support worker, PSW. The province announced it is relaunching a $54 million financial support program for up to 4,000 new students at private career colleges in Ontario, which will help address the shortage of PSWs in the province. Our government is committed to making investments that will ensure Ontarians have access to the care they need, and private career colleges have an excellent track record preparing students for in-demand roles in health and long-term care, said Jill Dunlop, Minister of Colleges and Universities. Dunlop said it is essential for Ontario to train more students as PSWs to prepare them for the critical jobs caring for some of the most vulnerable people as we build a more resilient and stronger healthcare system across Ontario. Through this investment, for eligible students who enroll between June 1 and September 30, 2022, the ministry said financial support of up to $13,690 will be available to cover the costs of tuition, books and other mandatory fees, as well as a stipend for a clinical work placement. This funding will be available to new students enrolled in a PSW program at one of the participating Ontario Student Assistance Program, OSAP, approved private career colleges, said the ministry. Read the full story here. Temperatures start climb to springtime levels. Spring is starting to push back against winter temperatures starting today. Expect a high of 1 under mainly sunny skies today. The wind will be out of the southwest at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40 near noon. There will be a wind chill of minus 16 in the morning. Tonight, there will be some cloudy periods and a low of minus 2. Spring is in the forecast this week, with temperatures expected to hit 11 on Thursday.